You,
sirs, I'm just saying, bro. Episode 102. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. Just search us up. I'm just saying, bro. Podcast.
You know the vibes.
But we gonna get right into it, like always. I mean, we can start with the, like you said, we're going to start with the Arizona and Rams game. Honestly, I mean, I could start it off, whatever, but honestly, bro, that was like a big shocker to me. I ain't going to lie. I don't know how anybody else felt about that game last night, but that was crazy. Like, that was the last thing I expected to happen. Like, the last thing I expected to happen. And even with him not having D-Hop, I know you probably going to bring that up, but I did not think it was going to end up like that. I'm like, he still got some weapons. AJ Green ain't the AJ Green of past, you know, years and all of that. And Rondell Moore, you know, rookie, you know, Christian Kirk, not consistent. I mean, but still, you got Zach Ertz out there. I'm thinking he has enough. You got three running backs that you run throwing out there. James Conner, you got Chris Evans, and then you got the dude, Eno Benjamin, which he was playing all right. But, you know, when they actually could get some yards, but I did not expect that, bro. Like, Kyler had no chance to throw a ball. Like, it was just like they were shooting themselves in the foot. The one trick play that they had was horrible. I didn't understand the point of that. They were kind of getting momentum. Like, it was like they was kind of getting momentum, like, you know, a couple plays, and then they do that. Like, I was just like, no, why you gonna mess your momentum up like that? The little bit that you get. So I didn't understand that. I just think at the end of the day, it's a classic case of a coach being outcoached. Like, Kingsbury was not – he wasn't ready for all that. He just wasn't. And Sean McVay and Raheem – what's his name? I forgot what his last
Morris,
name is.
Whatever.
Raheem Morris, yeah, something like that. Defensive coordinator for the Rams. Man, they came prepared. I'm going to just say that. They came prepared. And you saw what squad wasn't prepared. It's a shame, though, that D-Hop wasn't out there, though. Like, that's crazy. I did not know his injury was that bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really thought he was going to play in this playoff game. Like, that's crazy. That sucks for Kyler Murray because, like me and you always say, for those young quarterbacks, they always need that number one receiver. So, him missing that number one receiver, we see. He looked like how you see Lamar Jackson look sometimes, or how Josh Allen would look like if he didn't have Stephon Diggs and all this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, you know, that showed what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't got that number one receiver out there to take that pressure off them other receivers and other weapons. It's in the quarterback's hands. And we saw Kyler Murray play. That's probably the worst I've ever seen him play. Like, literally. The horrible Carson Wentz pick. Like, oh, my God. He did a Carson Wentz jump. Like, he's got spent around just through it. Like, I get it in his mind. Like, oh, I don't want to give up the 2 points. Bro, just give up the 2 points at that point. Like, bro, like at that point, he already got you wrapped up. Like, it's chalk, bro. Like, it's, you got to play smart. 2 or 6. Which one make you, I mean, you went to school? Which one, you know what I'm saying? You went to college.
You went to school.
You know what I'm saying? Which one is worse? 2 or 6, bro? Give up the 2 and didn't have the potential to stop them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all defense that bad. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, I agree.
Hey, man, I believe my prediction was the Rams.
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure you picked the Rams because I picked the Cardinals.
Yeah, okay, yeah. My prediction was the Rams or whatever, but I didn't think it was going to be like that. I thought it was going to be a closer game, and I'm pretty sure everybody else thought the same thing. Like, hey, but shout out to the Cardinals, man, for having a good season. I just feel like they wasn't ready. I think they had 33 people making their first playoff appearance, so it's just like that experience showed. Like, the Rams been in they've been in the Super Bowl. You know, they've been every year they're, you know, a contender. And obviously this year they put all their, you know, chips in and they ready to win it all, which they showed. All right. Round one. You know what I'm saying? They got the knockout now. Let's see, you know, their next challenge, what they're going to do. But, yeah, that was a shocker, bro.
Man, this came down to one thing for me, and you touched on it a little bit, coaching. I'm tired of these college coaches coming in and calling all these dumbass plays. Boy, I'm sick of it. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, my brother. Hey, let me clear my throat for this one.
Pause.
James Conner scored 18 touchdowns in the regular season.
Mm. Mm.
You gave him 4 rushing attempts. 4. 4 rushing attempts. 4. 4. What was our key to the game for the Cardinals last week? They had to run the ball.
Yeah. Yep.
You gave James Conner 4 rushing attempts. That's crazy to me off bat. That's my – I mean, he scored a touchdown, but that was late. You gave him 4 rushing attempts, bro. If you would have gave him more rushing attempts earlier in the game, y'all might have been able to set something up earlier. Y'all might not have been down 21-28-0, whatever it was. Whatever the crazy score was. So, like, my thing just is, bro, a lot of these coaches just be unprepared, and they think they coming in – they think they coming in to – I don't know what they think. I think they playing in the Orange Bowl or something. Like, I don't – this ain't the Orange Bowl, bro. Like, this is not that. You're not throwing the ball 55 times and winning the game. I mean, he only threw it 34, but you get my point. That was far too much. Matthew Stafford threw the ball 17 times and they won. You know why? Because they controlled the clock and they ran the ball. They established the run early. Exactly. Cam Akers came back and was going crazy. Sony Michel going crazy. Yep. That was the difference in the game. They established the run and the other team did not. And once they established the run, what did it set up? The play action pass, the Odell 40-yard bomb, like different stuff like that. That's what it set up. Matt Stafford coming out 5 wide in the goal line. Y'all sent an all-out blitz. Like Cooper Kupp not going to get wide open. Like, what's wrong with y'all, man? Like, it just was a bad coaching. It was bad coaching. It was bad play by Kyler. It just was horrible, bro. I don't know. It just was bad. Obviously, you don't have D-Hop out there. But you get J.J. Watt back. You got Chase Edmonds back. Like, you got
– I saw him on the sideline a lot.
You got a lot of – who, J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
He was on the sideline a lot, but that probably was conditioning, bro. It wasn't like he was hurt or nothing again.
Yeah.
He made a couple plays early, but then, like, once y'all have y'all defense on the field the whole game, all y'all keep doing is punting the ball right back to him 3 and out every time. The defense tired. At this point, the pass rush dead.
Yeah, that's real.
They're not even throwing the ball, so the pass rush don't matter. You got to stop the run. They only threw the ball 17 times. You threw the ball 17 times. You ran the ball 36, 38 times. You threw 17 times. You ran the ball 38 times. That's why they won the game. They established the run. They established the physicality out the gate. They offensive line played better than the Cardinals defensive line, and their defensive line played better than the Cardinals offensive line. They won that game in the trenches, bro. They won that game off coaching in the trenches. That's what they won the game off, simply, to me, anyway.
That's what we always say. You got to win it, though. You know, at the end of the day, we always say the game is won in the trenches, especially in the playoffs. So, facts. Yeah, you hit everything right on the head. Like, facts, all of that was facts.
Cliff gotta do a better job, bro. I seen too many games this season where he just came out unprepared. Horrible game plan, horrible game script. You got somebody like, I don't get it. It's like, dude, it's like they just – I don't know. It's like coaches just don't like James Conner, and I don't get it because he be going crazy.
I do want to bring up the fact that he was dealing with a rib injury, though. He did, I think, break some ribs. So he did say that at the beginning of the game, he didn't want to take the shot because of what had happened to Tyrod Taylor. So that was probably a part of, like, Cliff Kingsbury not playing him as much as he wanted to, because he was a part, like, a pivotal part of the offense during the whole season. That's why, like you said, it was confusing. I'm like, yo, where's James Conner at? Like, I keep seeing the dude Eno Benjamin. I'm like, all right, young boy, he all right, he run hard, but he's not James Conner, like, at the end of the day. Like, he's not James Conner. So, yeah, that was just surprising me. But like I said, he was dealing with that rib injury, so maybe that played a part in, you know.
But bro, you know what threw me the most, though? All right, I understand. James Conner, rib injury, you might not want to run the ball as much with him. But he's proven this season that he can lead your team in receiving yards and do it pretty damn well, too. So you could at least split him out wide if you wanted to more often. Got the ball in his hands that way. All right, you don't have to run between the tackles and take that pounding. You got to get hit by a safety now instead of Aaron Donald. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm saying I don't understand, bro. The coaching is just horrible to me, in my opinion. And he was clearly outcoached by McVay, clearly.
Yeah, I just think they should have took a book out of a page out of Tom Brady's book. Get that ball out of Kyler Murray's hands quick. You got Zach Ertz, you know what he going to do. He going to get behind that linebacker every time.
And find the middle spot. Of the field.
Every time he going to find that soft spot. You know he is. You know he is. So you got that. You got – check it down, man. Quick passes. The screens might not have worked, but just, like, make it simple for him. with that line that the Rams have, defensive line, you can't be sitting back there patting the ball and stuff, bro. You got to get that ball out of your hand. So at the end of the day, like you said, it was in the trenches, and that's the reason why they lost. But it was a surprise, though, bro. It wasn't supposed to go down like that, man. It ain't no way it was supposed to go down like that.
Boy, ain't no way.
But all I know is AJ Green is washed. He got to go. He's washed. He might as well hang him up. He's washed. He got smacked by, I don't even know who that cornerback was. Came over and smacked him. Bro, like he's washed, bro. I don't know what happened, but and it's crazy because he had an okay season if you look at the stats. But no, I ain't trying to hear that. Nah, gotta hear that.
Yeah, he had an okay season next to D-Hop, but D-Hop wasn't there no more.
Exactly. And you seen what he really was. Like, he is not that guy. He is not that guy.
Not at all. Not at
anymore.
All.
Anymore. He was that guy. No disrespect to his past, you know, because you know AJ Green was that boy. You know what I'm saying? He was like that. But, you know, it's time to hang him up, player. You know what I'm saying? It's all right, bro. It's cool.
Good things always come to an end. And, yeah, that need to come to an end. I ain't going to hold you.
All right.
But, man, we could get into that Raiders and Bengals game next, bro.
Raiders. Yeah, I know. Bengals. I bet you do want to get into that game next. Uh-huh.
I mean, I could get into my game, but you ain't gonna. Nobody gonna like what I got to say about them.
No, real rap. But go ahead. We gonna get into the Bengals.
We can get into the Bengals and Raiders, man. Whew, there was a lot that went on in that game, bro. A couple blown calls by the officials. A couple different things that happened, bro. So, I don't know. But what I will say is this. Both teams actually look like they came somewhat prepared. The Raiders looked bad at first. Yeah. They looked very bad at first, but their defense was holding them in the red zone. So that's what kept them in the game. So at least one side came prepared early. Then the other side eventually caught up to them. But that was one of the better games of this weekend, honestly. And that boy, Ja'Marr Chase, is just different, bro. I know we already said it, but he's just so different, bro.
Yeah.
So different, bro. Like, I don't even know, bro. I know they was comparing him to Debo. They be comparing him to CD and all that. But I don't know. He just looked different to me.
He looked like Ja'Marr Chase. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, that's what he looked like. He looked like Ja'Marr Chase. Facts.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like in football, sometimes I hate doing the comparison thing because it's hard really to compare styles in football. I feel like even with running backs, you can say, oh, yeah, they run similar. But like, it's like, every running back is different. Every wide receiver is different. They all got their flavor to them. And Ja'Marr Chase just got, I don't know, bro. He like, it's the same thing Justin Jefferson. It's just like, yo, like, how are you always open like that? Like, what the, like, you know, it's like, there's no way the defense is breaking out that much every time. So it's just like, damn, if they not, you're just great. You saw it in that Chief game. That, like, it was just like, yo, he's above
everybody.
He's just
a different breed, bro.
Because we thought T. Higgins was like that. And he is.
He is, but he ain't like that.
He's not Ja'Marr Chase. It's levels. That's what I'm saying. Last year, we thought T. Higgins was that guy. I'm like, yo, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. And then you get Ja'Marr Chase on the field with them, and he make them look mediocre.
Especially Tyler Boyd.
Oh, yeah. He would be a number one receiver anywhere. But he's like the backseat. And it's crazy because you have that much talent on the wide receivers. Like, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is different, bro.
Oh, and shout out to CJ Uzama.
Uzama.
He was snapping.
Yo, he be cooking.
He was going crazy.
Shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals scouts. They always find a good tight end.
Facts, bro. Facts.
Eifert, even the dude after Eifert. It was another dude that got injured too.
Like, I know exactly who you're talking about, and I can't think of his name. But
yeah, he can't remember his name.
Tyler Cross.
There you go. Yup. He wound up going to Buffalo, I believe, getting like a deal or something.
Went somewhere and got a nice little deal, bro.
Yeah, so they always find, shout out to them, they always find a good tight end.
Facts. But yeah, my biggest takeaway from that game, bro, is just like, it's just different. Like certain players, when you see them play, is just different. And Ja'Marr Chase, it looked like he just out there. It looked like he is in fast forward and everybody else is in slow motion. Like, I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know, bro. It's just different, bro. It's just that what everybody was claiming CD is, that's what he is, actually. That's what Chase actually is. Everybody was hyping up CD and CD better than Amari Cooper. No, that's Ja'Marr Chase. That's who that is. Y'all niggas is tripping.
CD is like that too. I think you need to relax. I think you just mad. But he ain't, I think you just mad because your team lost. So you,
he's not Jamar Chase, bro.
Hey, CD crazy too. When he get that ball, it look like people be in slow motion too. You tripping. Just like Kadarius Toney ain't do nothing this year. But it's just sometimes you see it. You know. When they get that ball, it be like, yo, everybody slow. Why look like they just different? Like, no, you from CD?
I agree with you 100% there. But Chase, it look like everybody in slow motion before he get the ball. He just be running past dudes, running around them. It's just different, bro. Nah, CD, once he get the ball, CD like a running back. CD going, you mean he gonna do what he need to do? But Chase,
don't get that yet.
Chase, he just be out there, bro. He just be out there. It look like he playing by himself to me, yeah. Honestly. I mean, I know he got away with a little push off. He threw the corner away, came back with the back shoulder fade. But look, the ref ain't call it.
Hey, they don't call it. Call it's legal. It's right. Legal. The ref ain't call it. If you don't get caught, you feel what I'm saying?
The ref ain't call it. Look, when the Seahawks was on their run, I seen plenty of times that they cornerbacks was holding, but the refs wasn't calling it. So guess what? They wasn't holding.
I didn't see a thing. And exactly. Neither did the refs.
Exactly. So it's legal. It's well, legal. Right. But yeah, bro, that's my biggest takeaway. And shout out to Derek Carr, man. He played, he tried, bro. He tried.
But you know, I took the Raiders, so I'm kind of pissed off, though. Not pissed off, but you know, I could have won a little money if they had won that, John. But you know who I'm pissed off at?
Who?
Darren Waller. What happened to him? And I don't mean to get too hype about it because he ain't my squad, but what the hell happened to Darren Waller? He is so pedestrian now. Like, he's like a regular dude now. Now, maybe his injury, whatever that happened to him, because I know he got injured and then he said he was having some mental problems again, dealing with the injury and all that stuff and not, you know, wanting to drink or whatever or do drugs, whatever. I remember I seeing that when he was talking about him and all of that.
Yeah.
And if it's mental health issues, then, you know, I apologize. But if it ain't that, bro.
Real mental health issues, not Ben Simmons' mental health issues.
Yeah, but he do have real mental health issues. But still, like, you know, I watched his documentary on him, on Darren Waller. But
no, he.
I hope it's not that. But I just want, like, are you good, bro? Because it's like he just disappeared. He had a couple catches. You know, I think he probably had like 30 yards or something like that. But they compare him with Travis Kelce. And all the top tight ends, Mark Andrews and all that. Like
George Kittle, yep.
George Kittle. And what happened to him? Well, I know what happened to him. We're not even going to talk about it. George Kittle is just being a blocker right now. That I understand that part. Like, that's the way their offense is going to run. Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt, so that's the way they're playing right now. But still, Darren Waller, I don't know what's up with him, bro. I think if he's as effective as he was early on in the season or even last season, they win that game or – yeah, they win that game. I believe they win that game because the defense kind of surprised me at the beginning. I thought they was going to be more effective. I'm talking about the Raiders. I thought they was going to be more effective, like I told you, Max Crosby and them dudes. But Joe Burrow was just dealing, bro, at the end of the day. He was just dicing them up. I can't even get mad at that. He was just playing great. I got to give him a shout-out because I said I think the pressure was going to get to him. That dude is cool. He ain't let no pressure get to him at all. So I think this probably was the best game. Because all the other games pretty much, you know, decided pretty early. I mean, you know, y'all had a little, I didn't believe it. But, you know, y'all had a chance at the end or whatever the case may be. So, but I definitely think this was the best game as far as, like, competition-wise and all of that. Because Derek Carr and them boys, they tried. I mean, they got cheated. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got cheated. That's a rule. That the refs messed up. That's why the ref and his crew can't, you know, ref any more games for the rest of the playoffs. Like, that was bullshit. Like, if I'm a player, I'm pissed off about that. But they also missed a lot of opportunities in the game after that. So you can't blame it all on that. But still, like, that's 7 points on the board.
Hey, who is the goofy dude that blew his whistle by mistake, though?
I don't know. And you probably don't never know. It's probably going to be a documentary about that, Joe, in a couple months. But that was weird. Like, I never, like, bro, like, I literally walked out the room because I'm like, it was on Red Zone, but I literally walked out the room because I'm like, oh, he ain't scored that joint or whatever. And I think I needed somebody else to score. So I was pissed. Like, I'm like, oh, like, this nigga done ran out of bounds. What are you doing, bro? Damn. walk out the room. I come back in. They talking about some Tyler Boyd caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone. I'm like, wait, I know I heard a whistle. I know he was running to the sideline and somebody blew a whistle. I know they did. And that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in a playoff game. Especially in a playoff game, I feel like they should have definitely did something about that. Like, hey, nah, somebody did blow the whistle. Let's review that. But they said it's not reviewable. So, hey, man. The Raiders, like I said, they had a bunch of different opportunities to win the game. But the defense didn't come out strong at the beginning of the game. Joe Burrow was dicing them up. They came too late. You know, they got hot too late. Sort of like, you know, your squad.
Yeah, speaking of my squad. Who's no longer my squad if they keep Mike McCarthy. First off, I wanna start this by saying, where my wallet at? I'm looking for my fan card. Hold on. Hold on, let me find my fan card. Let me find my fan card. Where? Hold on. I can't find it right now. I think it's upstairs, but look. Once I find it, I'm going to take it back to Dallas, and I'm going to smack Jerry Jones. Because guess what? Y'all got to choose. Y'all got to choose me or Mike McCarthy. I ain't coming back if Mike McCarthy come back.
He said it's Earl or Mike McCarthy.
It's Earl or Mike McCarthy. Hey, yo, I ain't got nothing for y'all. Hey, bro, one of the worst coaches in the league. One of the worst. I've never seen no shit like this, bro. We lost that game for two reasons. Coaching and Dak Prescott. We lost that game for two reasons. Coaching and Dak Prescott. The defense played well enough to win that game. The defense wanted to win. The defense held the 49ers to, what, 3-4 field goals when they was in great field position and they should have scored touchdowns? The defense played great, if you ask me. The 49ers should have scored way more than 23 points in that game. They could have easily scored. They could have easily had 41, 42 points at the end of that game. Easily. Very easily, if you ask me. We lost that game off of coaching and defense. It's no reason. It's no reason in the world that your team should come out for a home game in the playoffs and commit 14 penalties. That's all focus and coaching. There is no excuse for that, bro. There is no.
Y'all been doing that all season, though, bro. Just to point that out.
That's fine, but there's no excuse.
I think y'all was number one in penalties all season.
That's fine, but there's no.
Y'all just did what y'all always do, but go ahead.
So that just lets me know that the coaching is even worse than I thought. If we led the league in penalties, that just further proves my point. 14 penalties, bro. 14 of them.
And they were bad ones.
Very bad. Some of them was to the point where it was just like, what are you doing? It was just like, bro, you're not even part of the play anymore. You still committing the penalty. Look, I'm not even getting into all that. I told y'all we shouldn't have paid Dak $40 million. Bro told me, nah, pay Dak. Pay Dak. He nice. He nice. This nigga came out with all these offensive weapons and got carried through three and a half quarters. The only play he made before the fourth quarter was that one fade route to Amari. That was literally the only play he made, like the only real play he made. He was out there throwing dirt balls. He was out there making the wrong reads. He was out there holding the ball too long. He was out there not audible in the play when he should have. Like, it's just so many things. And they told me this dude was the smartest Tom Brady. And I agreed with him because it looked like he was. But now he just looked like a regular quarterback to me. He just looked like a regular bull. His name is Dak. Dak Garoppolo, Dak Cousins, Dak. What's the other guy from? What's the guy who used to play for the Patriots that had Dak Castle? That's his name, Dak Castle. That's his name, Dak Castle. That's his name.
He called him Dak Dakota Castle.
Yes, sir. Dakota Rain Castle. I don't care what nobody talking about. That dude got paid $40 million, and what is his bonus? $30 or $35 million?
He got $75 million this year.
Bro, in 1 year, he got $75 million. This is the best collection of weapons that he is ever going to have, and he scored 7 points through three quarters.
Scratch that. This is probably the best collection of weapons anybody going to have in the whole league.
True. True.
Y'all have everything.
True. True.
Y'all have three wide receivers, legit. And now the Cedric Wilson guy, y'all got four wide receivers, two tight ends, two running backs, one of the best lines in the league, Michael Parsons, DeMarcus. Like, it's no. It's
we could talk about the line. The line is trash, bro. The line, that
hey,
line,
your big fella in the middle. Hey, man. The Neville Gallimore, bad game.
We're not blaming that on Gallimore though. He had one bad play where he hit the ball penalties. In his face. He hit the ball in his face. Yeah, he hit him in his face the one play. That was the only
he had a false start too.
Gallimore?
No, not a false start. Encroachment, I believe.
Encroachment
zone infractions.
No, that was Micah Parsons. That was Micah
Parsons.
That was Parsons. That was Parsons. Gallimore had the joint. It was just bad timing. But before
Randy Gregory had the encroachment a couple of times or lining up in the neutral zone. He had those. He had like two of them too.
He did that once. Matter of fact, he had two of them and he had a holding, a defensive holding that was bad too.
At the end of the game. Yup. I remember that. I remember that. He was pissed. And it's like, yo, you held the offensive lineman is trying to get out to keep blocking, bro. You held him back. Like, that's a holding, bro. Like, what are you doing?
I've never seen a game that bad from a team that's allegedly that good.
But you know what?
Go ahead. My fault.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just about to say, bro, like, this is my last point. We paid Dak $40 million. For him to come out and perform worse than Jalen Hurts did for the first three quarters, actually. So,
hey, now you gotta chill, but go ahead.
He didn't.
Jalen Hurts was playing horrible. I think we're gonna talk about that.
I think Hurts QBR was like 25 and Dak QBR was like 27. So it wasn't that far apart.
The fact that you even talking about them and AQBRs being that low. We ain't even going to do this right now. We ain't even finna do this. We ain't even finna say what trash stink the most. Because it's both trash. Nah, you know what I'm saying? It's all trash. I don't give a fuck where it came from. It's trash. You know what I'm saying?
It's both trash.
It's both trash in Dallas and it's trash in Philly.
But guess what? One trash left with $75
million. Yeah. Hey, but that's y'all owner slash GM slash radio personality slash coach slash offensive coordinator slash defensive coordinator slash injury report person slash.
Hold on. Stop saying y'all. I'm done.
Oh, my fault.
I'm done, bro. I'm done, bro.
Listen, I've been done there with the Eagles. I understand your feeling.
No. You ain't been here. You ain't been here. No.
Nigga, we had Chip Kelly. Yes, I have. Don't tell me I ain't been there. Where you at? Mr. Don't know how to control the clock. He want to tire out the defense, our defense on the field for 32 minutes. You telling me I don't know how you feel?
But see, the horrible coaching,
horrible time clock, horrible time management, all of that. You telling me I don't know how
to feel? See, look, bro, the difference is we knew you was going to come back to the Eagles. I'm not fucking coming back. On God, Nim, and I don't even know who a Nim is. What'd he say? He said, I'd be 7-0 against you. On God, Nim, and I don't even know who Nim is. I'm not coming back. If they keep Mike McCarthy, I'm done, bro. He is a horrible coach. He didn't have us ready for anything, and I already was halfway done after we gave Dak all that money because I knew it wasn't going to end well. Dak is not that, bro. He's not that.
I want to make a point because I hear everything you saying, bro, and just hear me out for a second, bro. Dak is not fully to blame for that loss. You know why?
I agree.
Because y'all had no damn running game all year. Now, don't even give me the, oh, Zeke had 1,000 yards. He better had 1,000 yards. He's fucking Zeke. He better had it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to get 1,000 yards with an extra damn game. Like, I don't care about that 1,000-yard shit. I'm talking about when y'all needed to run the ball all year, you can never do it. You can never do it. What were we talking about earlier in the year? Zeke is not the same. He can't run. Do we need to start Tony Pollard? Because every time he gets the ball, he's electric. He averaging about 5 yards a carry. That's what the conversation was earlier in the season with the Cowboys. Zeke kind of got a little hot for a couple games. He ran a little bit. What happened? Y'all got hot.
Y'all went on a run. Why? Because y'all were running the rock. Tony Pollard and Zeke were running the ball. It was nothing anybody could do because Dak know how to manage a game.
Hey, bro, keep cooking, but you're making my point. I'm going to tell you how after.
He does know how to manage a game. So at the end of the day, you got to blame that, like you said, which I'm agreeing with, coaching. Why aren't you guys running the ball? Why are you trying to put it on Dak's shoulders?
Because
obviously, because he got
$75 million.
I'm about to say that. Obviously, because he's getting $75 million. You saying we gave you that money? Let's put it on your back. That's stupid. Why has Zeke been? I mean, why has Dak been so successful? Because he's had Zeke. That's why he's been successful. Stick to the recipe. Don't try to change it because you gave him some money. I believe Jerry Jones and them fucked it up because, and you might be right. Y'all shouldn't have paid him. But at the same time, Dak is better than a bunch of different quarterbacks in this league. I'll take Dak over a lot of different quarterbacks in this league. He's a top 10 quarterback to me. He's a top 10 quarterback.
Hey, bro.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
Hey, bro. What's this? What's this?
He's a top 10 quarterback.
What's this?
Bro. It's a hat.
It's a cap. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Bro, I believe Dak is a top 10 quarterback. I mean, we can argue that another day, but at the end of the day, if you have a coach, Jimmy Garoppolo, for an example,
right?
He has a great coach.
Right.
He's dealing with a thumb injury and he looks good, don't he? You know why? Because his coach is good. His coach knows what to do. His coach knows, all right, we're going to run this rock, make it easy on him. He don't have to carry the team. Now, Jimmy had that bag, too. Jimmy got that bag. Remember, he was one of the highest paid quarterbacks a couple years ago. So he getting paid, too. You know what I'm saying? But they just know him, and they know his game. We know Dak can sling the rock. When in the fourth quarter, when y'all down 24, and he going to look like the best quarterback in the league. We know that. You know what I'm saying? But we also know if y'all run the rock, it's kind of hard to stop Dak and the Cowboys because you know Dak is going to manage the game. He going to pass it to his tight ends, hit CD over the middle, Amari Cooper. You know what I'm saying? It's just easy. It opens up everything. And y'all got two running backs now. So I just didn't get that part of it. I believe that was solely the reason y'all lost. It wasn't, even with the penalties, even with everything else, the defense and all that, Dak not playing as great as he could have played. If y'all run the rock, y'all win that game. Y'all never established the running game. Y'all lost because the 49ers established that running game early, and y'all didn't. Point blank, period. Which I told you they was going to do. I told you they was going to do that shit. They was going to run it right down y'all throat. Pause. I told you what was going to happen. I knew it because the Cowboys, y'all always fold. Now, you know, you had a little hope. And I ain't going to lie. It was a little twinkle in the back of my, you know, mind. Like, maybe. The Cowboys, this is the best team. They defense playing crazy. Maybe. You know, we had our year, and I was like, yo, I'm kind of feeling it this year. I think we might do it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, maybe the Cowboys, maybe it's their year. And once again, man, once again.
Bro, I seen the first three drives and I knew it was over for us.
Hey, bro, it's you can't be that surprised because the Cowboys do it every year. So, you know, I understand you disappointed, but how you can't be that disappointed, bro? Are you like you can't be that disappointed? They always do that,
bro. I'm not surprised.
So why you don't want to be a fan no more?
I'm not surprised or disappointed. My thing is this: that got paid $40 million per season. You do not get to cry about money. You don't get to cry about that bread and then blame the running back or the offensive line or this and that. You don't get to cry and do that, bro. You know what? Every time Tom Brady team lose, guess who would come back on? Tom fucking Brady.
That's cat. Who would come back on? They make every excuse in the world for Tom Brady.
Who does it come back on?
Everybody else besides Tom Brady.
When he has weapons, who does it come back on, bro? What are we talking about? When they lost to the Giants, it was fucking Tom Brady's fault. When they had Randy Moss, it was Tom Brady's fault.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying
if they lose this year, guess who fault it's gonna be? Tom Brady. I don't care. AB going, Chris Godwin injured. You still got Mike Evans. You still got Gronk. You still got
It's gonna be
Tom Brady's fault, bro. If you don't get the cry about making $40 million and then the game not be on your shoulders, bro. It's on your shoulders. They gave you all the weapons you need. I don't care if we don't run the ball. Throw it to the running back, nigga. Figure it out.
That's real. Because I don't think Tom Brady ever made no damn $40 million. He will never make $40 million in the season.
That's what I'm saying, which is crazy. I don't care. Like, throw it to the running back. If y'all don't run the ball, throw it to the backfield. Like, I don't care what it is, bro. Like, you don't get the cry about making that type of money and then blame it on somebody else. No.
That's real. That's a solid point, bro.
Nah, that don't work, bro. That don't work with me. It might work with other people, but it don't work with me. You don't get the cry about making the most money in the NFL as a quarterback and then fucking blame somebody else. Nah, that's on you, bro. The defense carried you for 3.5 quarters. Carried them. Because like I said, the 49ers should have scored 40-something points easily if the defense didn't make those stops, bro. And we was one more stop away from actually really being in the game. Because that Debo run was crazy when he cut it back and went for that touchdown. We was one more stop away from really being in the game.
Debo was doing y'all dirty, but he do everybody dirty. He do everybody dirty, bro.
He just doesn't.
He just too physical. I don't know if y'all play Madden out there, but if you play Madden, his physical is on 99. Like, trust me, that man at the catch point, when he getting yacked, when he running the ball, like he just, it'd be like, yo, bro, go down. Like, relax. Yo, calm down. It's just one play. Like,
bro, he run harder than half of the league running backs.
Yo, and it's, it, and that,
it takes four people to tackle him, bro.
That's every time. You're not getting him down by yourself unless you do a little trip, Jonah. You get lucky or something. But I don't think I ever seen a wide receiver like Debo. Like, he different. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, you can't really compare certain players. Like, it's just like they're just who comparable with Debo? Nobody. Who Chase, you gonna say is close?
That's the only other one.
Who?
Chase.
But Chase not like that though. He is running the ball.
He is, bro. The coach at LSU said if he wanted to play running back, he would have been one of the best running backs they ever had. That's all I'm gonna say.
He do. Yeah, he don't like to go down either, though.
That's all I'm going to say. The coach at LSU said if he was to play running back, he would have been one of the best running backs they ever had, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's just an athlete. Like, he's just one of those dudes. Like,
yeah, just certain people. Like, you remember how when it used to be on Madden, when you just – or college football, you could import it into Madden, and certain dudes, they just pop up as athlete.
Yeah.
That's like Debo, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. Like, they just athletes.
Yeah,
they just different, bro. But yeah, my closing remark is if they keep Mike McCarthy, I'm done, bro. I'm not dealing with another 8 years of bullshit like we did with Jason Garrett. I'm cool, bro. I'll just be a fan of the game and I won't have no dog and no fight. I'm cool, bro. I'm not doing this. I can't take it, bro. I'd rather just watch the games objectively and not have no dog and no fight.
I can dig it, bro.
And deal with Mike McCarthy, bro. Because we seen what he did to Green Bay for 8-10 years, whatever. I'm cool, bro. I can't do it again. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way with all that talent y'all got.
Oh, it ain't no way.
Ain't no way, bro.
You could have came out in the split backs with Pollard and Zeke on each side and threw them the ball if you wanted to.
If you're a good football coach, it's so many things you could. If y'all had... Y'all switch coaches, y'all would have beat the 49ers probably 40-10 or something. Like, if y'all switch coaches,
bro, by far, Kyle Shanahan, I know he folded in the chip. All the weapons. I know he folded in the chip or whatever.
That's because he had too much dip on his chip. He was up too much dip on his chip. Come on, bro. You up 28-3 on the goat. He had too much dip on his chip. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm like that. We about to win the ball. Like, bro, come on. We all been there. But he learned his lesson. I believe he learned his lesson.
No, he almost didn't because he tried to give this game up when he was still throwing the ball late with Jimmy Garoppolo. He threw that pick. He had a little bit too much dip on his chip this game, too, at one point.
But Jimmy's supposed to manage the game a little bit better than that, because at that point, y'all were kind of stopping the run a little bit more, and y'all was kind of getting – so it was like y'all had to stop – they had to stop running every play. It was like, all right, we got to make some throws in there, here and there. We all know we're going to run it down their throat, but we got to put some pass. Jimmy just, once again, had too much dip on his chip, doing too much. What are you doing, Jimmy? Just go to the – just check down to the tight end. Go to the out route. Don't do all that. We know your hand is already messed up, bro. Your shoulder mess, whatever it is. Relax, bro. Relax. Make the easy throws. We don't need you to do all of that. Debo got this. All right? Just, you know what I'm saying? Settle all up on Debo back. You know what I'm saying? Get all your goodies and all that, all your drinks and all of that. He going to take you for a ride. You know what I'm saying? He got y'all. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to do too much.
Goodies.
Get your drinks. Get your goodies. You know what I'm saying? Get all that. You know what I'm saying? You're going for a ride. You know what I'm saying? Just hop on Debo back. He got you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real, bro. I'm done being a fan if they keep Mike McCarthy. And from what I'm hearing, they keeping Mike McCarthy. So y'all lose Earl. I holla at y'all.
My closing remark with that is, shout out to the Cowboys. Y'all made me feel so much better. Y'all made me feel so much better as an Eagles fan. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Y'all made me feel, like, great. Like, after y'all saw y'all lose, I was like, whew, thank the Lord. So, shout out to y'all, man. And shout out to Mike McCarthy, bro. I hope he get an extension. I hope he keep coaching. And I hope y'all give him 5, 6, 7 year extension. Keep him.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
I need that.
That's cool.
I need that.
I hope so, too. I think that's a match made in heaven. Him and Dak, two ass niggas together.
No, him and Jerry.
Him and Dak. You heard what I said.
Him and Jerry. Him and Jerry. They the same. Him and Jerry. Because yeah. No, you're not going to do this to my man, Dak. We're not going to do this right now. He did play bad. We did play bad. But we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this to him.
Dak.
Yeah, if you get paid $75 million 1 year, you're supposed to win the Super Bowl. I feel
bro,
like,
it's not even about you supposed to win the Super Bowl, but you're supposed to perform. Now, if Dak went out on his sword, if he had 350 yards and threw 3 touchdowns, it'd be a little different. I'd be like, okay, Dak did what he could. Dak did what he got paid to do, but he didn't do that. He didn't do that at all.
Unfortunately. Well, you know, for
fortunately
you.
For you.
Unfortunately for you, but I mean, we could go right into, you know, my squad game, and I ain't gonna lie, bro, it got bad real early, and I watched the whole game, though. I almost turned it off, not gonna lie, but I had to remember, like, listen, man, when this season started, we were ranked the 27th or 28th team. We had the worst roster. That's what they said, the 28th roster in the league. Jalen Hurts was bottom 5 quarterback, like, in the league. Like, it was just like everything at the beginning of the season was saying we're gonna be horrible. 4-12, all these crazy 4-13, all these crazy predictions about what we're gonna be. 4-12-1, 3. I saw some crazy stuff. We gonna have 3 wins, 2 wins, and all of that. So, for me to not have any like expectations, shout out to my boys, man, and I'm proud of them. I'm not proud of their performance, though. That shit pissed me off. But shout out to the season and what they did in the season and turning their season around, because that's not easy to do. 2-5 and then ended up being 9-8, ended up in the playoffs. And the last game don't really count. We didn't play nobody, so we could have got 10 wins, you know what I'm saying, if we really tried. So shout out to Nick Sirianni and just the whole gang, because they showed that we can do it. You know what I'm saying? Even though we played against inferior opponents, which I said that. I thought we was going to lose.
Nah, you did.
But I love what we did, because we could have lost. We could have played those inferior opponents and played down to their level. We could have lost all those games. You know what I'm saying? We could have not made the playoffs. But we did all of that. You know what I'm saying? And Jalen Hurts, I'm not one to give excuses. He played fucking horrible. And I'm talking about as far as his vision. Oh, my. Yo, his vision and his patience is horrible right now. That's my guy. I'm just critiquing him. I'm being real. Critiquing what I see. It was so many times where he just had to wait that half a second and just wait for the route to develop. Wait. Just wait. Your receiver is going to get to that soft spot. Quez Watkins was open a lot. Devontae was open too, but Quez Watkins was open a lot in this game. Dallas Goedert too. He overthrew a lot of passes. Like, oh my God, why are you overthrowing everything? And then if he wasn't overthrowing it, he was trying to make some crazy play and he throwing it into the other team. Damn it, about to throw a pick. Horrible game. But I did hear that he was playing and he left the game with a walking boot and all that, that he had torn ligaments and stuff in his ankle and all that. And his ankle was bad, worse than we actually thought it was or what they actually reported it was. Not an excuse. If you felt good enough to go out there and lace him up, then you're going to take the heat. I ain't trying to hear nothing about, no, my ankle was hurt. Because if your ankle was hurting that bad, you would have did a Lamar Jackson. Set your ass down and not played.
Facts.
It is what it is. I know Baltimore wanted to make the playoffs, but they knew, hey, man, Lamar ain't going, he not going to be Lamar. So we ain't risking our future. And I'm pretty sure Lamar didn't want to risk his future. You know what I'm saying? So if you laced him up, bro, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to come out there and you got to perform. Now, you're not Dak. You don't get paid $75 million, so I'm not expecting you to come out there and win us the game, but I'm expecting you to go out there and be Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying? And he just was – it was just horrible. It was horrible. But that's not it. That's not it. Jonathan Gannon, our defensive coordinator, come here. Get close because I need to talk to you because I will never understand how you play a team earlier in the season and they dice you up and do something, right? And then you come out and you do the exact same thing. You play the exact same defense. You lie to us and say, we're going to be more aggressive this game. We're going to get in his face. We're going to actually get him off his spot. I don't think we got Tom Brady off his, besides the two little sacks we got, two, three sacks we got. That's the only time he was off his spot. That man was dicing us up. It got to a point where he started laughing at us. Like, he was cracking up. I know you've seen it. He was cracking up because it was just like, yo, he's like, yo, it's no way this is. I think they was up 31-0 at that point. I know he was like, yo, it's no way they came out this unprepared. Like, what the hell? Like, we cooking them. Like, what is, like, we are cooking them. I don't know what he was doing with having, he was having either Darius Slay or Steven Nelson play soft coverage. And then he would have Avante Maddox coming up and try to undercut the route. Avante Maddox is like 5'8", 5'9". Mike Evans is like 6'5", some shit like that. Tom Brady shit is accurate. So you're waiting for Tom Brady to throw an inaccurate pass. That's like waiting at the DMV to get your L, bro. Like, you're just not, it's going to take a minute for him to fucking throw a bad pass. So you mean to tell me your defense was, let's hope Tom Brady throws a bad pass and we can pick it off? That was the worst defense. You got Darius Slay, which he got cooked because of Jonathan Gannon playing that dumbass defense. Why are you playing soft coverage on Mike Evans? It got to a point where Tom Brady was looking over at Mike Evans like, oh, they playing soft coverage? I'm passing it to you every time. They going down the field, bro. They're getting 5, 6, 7 yards every play. There's no way to stop a team. You can have all the plays, big play, whatever. You cannot stop a team if every time they get the ball, they're getting 5 or 6 yards. Yeah, they're not getting those big plays. But, bro, they're getting down the field. They're going to get to the red zone. They're going to score. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's like, usually at halftime, he'll change it up and he'll try to adjust what he's doing. Bro, this game was just like none of that. None of that. It was no adjustment. There was no nothing. The entire time, this man just stuck with the same fucking defense, trying to do the same exact thing. All you have to do, all I would have did, all my defense would have did was study whatever the Saints did to Tom Brady earlier in the season, a couple games ago, when they shut that man down. I would have watched, because that defensive coordinator, I don't know what his name is, but he is the only man on earth that knows exactly what to do to stop Tom Brady in the defensive court and the Giants. The defensive
every coordinator time, for the Giants. Bro. Every time.
They are the only one. Every time they play them, they know exactly. It's like they got Tom Brady whole playbook and know what he's doing. It'd be ridiculous. And Tom be pissed. Why you went over to him and told him, go fuck yourself. Because he know. He like, yo, this man got my number. He just know how to stop me. Why? That's all I'm watching. That's all I'm watching. That's all we're watching as a defense. Yo, you see what their linebackers are doing? You see what they're doing? You see this? That's all y'all got to do. It's all we have to do. All game. That's all we have to do. Darius Slay can handle Mike Evans easily. He not playing soft coverage every goddamn play on defense. He can handle him easy. Who's the best cornerback in the league this year? The best coverage wise. I'm the best.
And it's not like Mike Evans a burner, so press him.
He's not even all the way healthy, bro. It's no way you come out and play that defense, bro. So, no, we didn't lose because Jonathan Gannon decided to play that horrible defense. That he had that horrible defensive strategy. We lost for a myriad of reasons, but that was the most important to me. Me you watching the funny? Game. Yeah, go ahead.
He getting interviewed for head coaching positions, ain't he?
And that was leading on to my next, like, I was about to say, I think it's like idiotic and comical that you a guy like Brian Flores gets fired and a guy like Jonathan Gannon is getting considered for head coaching jobs. Like that shit will never, I will never and ever understand that. What, as an owner, somebody just with a bunch of money, what the hell would make you want to invest in that? What would make you want to invest in that?
I can't call it, bro.
Because even against those bad quarterbacks, those were close games, bro. We weren't blowing everybody out and doing all, you shutting people down. It wasn't none of that. We were still getting cooked. Just not as bad. Bro, my last take from the game, and I'm done. I went on my spiel. My last take from that game was, or like I said, my just about the topic. I'm proud of my boys. They did something that I didn't expect them to do. Now we're set up great.
For the draft.
We're set up great for the draft. Free agency as well. We made the playoffs with our roster. I'm pretty sure it's going to be some people out there. I come to Philly. I like what y'all got going on. I like Slay. I like all them dudes. I got a little something going on. I like Jalen Hurts, whether he are quarterback or not. I think he deserves to be our quarterback next season, but, you know, who knows politics. But, hey, man, like, I think we're set up great. So, disappointing that we lost like we did, got cooked. But, yeah, like I said, shout out to them. Like, we try to give a little fight at the end. I mean, try to, you know, do what we always do. At the end, put up the meaningless points. But, I mean, at least we ain't get shut out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad for a while. I thought it was going to be a shutout. Like, I'm like, damn, bro, we ain't going to score nothing. That's kind of sad. But, you know, shout out to Jalen Hurts for coming out to play with, you know, he hurt and all of that. So, you know what I'm saying? We tried. But, you know, we did what I expected us to do. Lose. So, can't be too mad. Can't be too, you know, livid.
This was another game to me, just like how we talked about the Cowboys game, just like how we talked about the Rams and the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. One team came out and established a run, the other team didn't. For real, because that's what we said from the beginning. We said, in order for y'all to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, y'all going to have to run the ball. And guess what y'all didn't do?
Yo, Miles Sanders.
That's
my guy. He has to go, though. He has to go. No, and the only reason why is because Nick Sirianni. He's not good in Nick Sirianni's offense. That's what I'm saying. Bro. I love it. I love Miles Sanders, bro.
I agree.
I love Miles Sanders. But however they're coaching him or whatever they're telling him, it's not fucking working. I don't know what the fuck, why he always trying to bounce it to the fucking outside. Like, his vision is just, and I know it's coaching. It's not, I don't think it's him. I think it's really his coaching. I think they what they're telling him. I think that's why he'd be so frustrated. He'd be getting a ball and be like, fuck, like. Like every time he about to get a big run, but he gonna have to leave. Like, I don't know, because Jordan Howard looked like, and Boston Scott looks like a fucking superstar. Kenneth Gainwell looked like a superstar in Nick Sirianni's system. Every time we try to give Miles Sanders the ball and just let him be the every down running back, it always ends up bad. Every game.
That was literally decided to put next Jordan point, Howard. Bro.
Jordan Howard saved our season, bro, and we didn't play him to the fourth quarter.
Yo, you took the words right out of my mouth, bro. That's exactly what I was about to say. I was about to say, y'all tried a little bit, but it looked like Miles Sanders just wasn't hitting the right hole. And I don't know what it is with him not hitting the right hole. I don't know. Like you said, it's probably coaching, but in that offense, it just, I don't know, bro, because it's like as soon as Boston Scott come in, he take the same run Miles Sanders would have tried to bounce outside, took it right between the tackles and went for a touchdown.
35-yard joint. Easy peasy. I don't get it. Now, I think the defense was still playing. I don't think they just gave him that touchdown. Of course, they didn't either. Chase him all like that, but I don't think they gave him that touchdown. I think they were still out there playing. Bro, how does he – Kenneth Gainwell, when he come in, he ain't no big dude or nothing. Bro, when he come in, the offense looks explosive every time. I'll be like, yo, yeah, there we go. There we go. And then he throw Miles Sanders back in there. He get the ball, and it'd be like, oh, lost 3 yards. Yeah, dickhead, go forward. Go north, bro. North, north. Go. Go. Like, what? Then you got Jalen. I said it was my last point 5 minutes ago. This is my last point. But you got Jalen Hurts. Want to keep the ball. Don't know when to give it to the running back. Don't know when to take it for himself. Stop doing the art. Stop doing the RPOs. That's why we got good, because we stopped doing RPOs. We took it out of the decision-making out of Jalen Hurts' hands. It was retarded. We reverted back to the first 7 games of the season in that playoff game. That's what we did. Nick Sirianni was not fucking ready, but I'm done. That was my last one. You turned me up a little bit.
My fault. But, yeah, bro, I ain't got too much to say about y'all, bro. Jalen, like you said, Jalen was not making the right reads. It was plenty of times where I don't know where he was looking and Devontae Smith was wide open. It was plenty of times where, you know, people say he don't have the strongest arm, but he was overthrowing Quez Watkins deep. He overthrew him like 3 times for touchdowns, for real, for real.
He was wide open.
3 times, bro. He was wide open, wide open.
Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Quez Watkins would have had the game of his career. Quez Watkins would have had probably like 200 yards and 2-3 touchdowns.
Facts. Facts. Because he was wide open. Every time he ran a deep route, it seemed like he was wide open. Devontae Smith, it seemed like y'all ain't really trying to get him involved into the second half. I don't know what was going on with that, but that was another thing that I was sitting there watching the game. Like, where is Devontae Smith the whole first half? All right, I see y'all losing. Y'all got to pass the ball. Where's the number one pick at?
They only know Dallas Goedert.
Well, I'm saying, like, all right, we losing. All right, whatever. Where's the number one pick at? Where's the number Heisman. One pick at?
The Heisman winner. Where is he at?
That's what I was thinking. Facts. That's what I was thinking. So, I don't know. But if there's anybody you want to lose to in the first round, it's definitely Tom Brady and not Jimmy fucking Garoppolo. So
You feel me? That's why y'all lost. I said, all right. Whew.
Yeah. Whew. I would have much rather lose to Tom Brady instead of Jimmy Garoppolo. So, hey, look, hats off to y'all. Y'all had an amazing season. Y'all was not supposed to be in the playoffs, and y'all still made it. Y'all got 3 first-round picks. And like you said, y'all got a bunch of cap room. So I'm scared of what's about to happen next season. But guess what? I'm not a Cowboys fan no more, so I don't have to be scared. It don't matter. I'm just watching football. Shout out to y'all, though. Shout out to y'all and Nick Sirianni, another young coach that need to get his shit together. Just like Cliff Kingsbury. Need to get their shit together.
This is his first season. So I'm gonna give Nick Sirianni benefit of the doubt.
Facts.
He did his job this year. He surprised me. He definitely surprised me. We were bitching earlier in the season about him not running the ball. He said we're gonna be the number one rushing offense in the league, and he did it. Facts. So hey. I give him, you feel what I'm saying? I give
hats off to y'all, man. Hats off to y'all. Y'all had an amazing season for what y'all had in the locker room. So shout out to y'all. I don't really talk too much shit on the Eagles anyway, but I definitely can't talk trash after y'all just had a crazy season like that. Y'all wasn't even supposed to be there. Y'all made it. So ain't really much I could say, bro. For real.
You low key a fan. You might as well just come over.
Nah, that's dead. I'ma just watch football.
You don't got no squad no more. You from Philly. You might as well just come on over, bro.
I'm going to just watch football, bro. It's cool.
It's okay.
I'm going to just watch
football. It's better than the Cowboys, bro. We not going to disappoint you like the Cowboys disappoint you. I promise. We not going to disappoint you like that. Anything is better than the
Cowboys, though.
Yeah. Except at least we could get to an NFC championship or something and disappoint you. You know what I'm saying? Get to the divisional round and disappoint you. Not wild card round. Not, you know what I'm saying? Or not getting to the playoffs at all. Like, I mean, hey, man.
See, this would have pissed me off if I still cared. This would have pissed me off if I still care, but I don't. Fuck them.
Shout out to the Cowgirls, though. Shout out to y'all.
Nah, don't shout out to them niggas.
Shout out to y'all, man, for doing it once again, man.
Nah, don't shout out to them niggas. I guess we got to talk about these two blowouts for the last Jones. I don't know.
Which one are you talking about?
You really want to talk about the Bills and the Patriots? I mean, I guess we got to.
At the end of the day, I don't got too much for that Bills and Patriots, Joan, because there's nothing to talk about. Besides Bill Belichick, I don't think I ever seen him get cooked like that. Like his squad get cooked like that. Like that. Whew. Yeah, the Bills. Yeah. Yeah, they did them dirty. And I didn't expect Mac Jones to be like a super game changer, but I thought he was gonna play better. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought they were going to run the ball. They were going to get their running game together. Like, no, none of that. The Bills wasn't having none of that shit. So, I guess that's just karma from the, you know, them beating them earlier in the season. And I think they threw, one pass and all of that. And they were so embarrassed.
Something like that.
And they was embarrassed and shit like that. So, I guess that really what that was. Like, you know what? We're going to whoop y'all ass in the playoffs. Y'all got us in the regular season. But, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. I didn't expect them to necessarily Mac Jones to go crazy, but I thought it was going to be another bad weather game. That's why I picked the Patriots. Now, it did not snow at all. So guess what? Josh Allen was out there slinging it. Mm-hmm. And Mac Jones was out there looking very pedestrian. He was overthrowing receivers. He was underthrowing receivers, different stuff like that. He looked like a rookie, like you just said. So, I mean – like, I don't want to give him too much hell. He is a rookie. I mean, with Bill Belichick, you expect him to be a little better because everybody want to talk about how he the GOAT coach and this and that and that. Nah, I don't really – the jury's still out on that, bro. I don't know. That might have just been a match made in heaven with him and Tom. The jury's still out on that, bro. I don't know. Because
this
they spent
a great season, though.
It was a good season, but guess what? They spent all that money on defense, right?
Yeah.
They spent
all
that money on defense, and the Bills put up 47.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick is supposed to be the guru, especially on the defensive side. He's supposed to be the guru, and they got cooked. So, I'm going to just say the jury is still out. They did have a better season than they should have, projected-wise or whatever, because Mac Jones is their quarterback. But the jury is still out in my mind, bro. On Bill Belichick being the GOAT coach. It might have just been a match made in heaven. You know, sometimes they might have just been a power couple, my brother. They might have just been a power couple.
And I'm not even trying to argue, you know, but, you know, because I say, you might be right. I said that Bill Belichick is the GOAT coach, and it was him, maybe not Tom Brady, but, hey, man, I got to be real. You might be right. Like, I don't know. Bill not looking too,
out, my brother.
Yeah, he's not looking too good. He's not looking too shabby out here. Like, I don't know. But he did surprise me with this season that he has. So, I think get Mac Jones some weapons, some real legit weapons.
Yeah. You got to get him somebody besides Kendrick Bourne being his number one.
You can't have Kendrick Bourne being your number one receiver. Or Jacoby Myers being your number one receiver.
Nelson Aguilar, nah.
Yeah, like and Nelly, my guy. Like that's my guy, but that's not it. Like,
but see, the thing is though, Belichick got that God complex, so I don't think he's gonna go out and draft that number one receiver, bro.
Well,
I don't think he's gonna do it. He think he could do it with whatever.
He finally spent money this offseason. We never thought he would spend money
on defense though.
He did it on offense too. He gave fucking the tight ends, which they never used.
Use Jonnu, bro.
They didn't use him the entire season. That was crazy. Oh, gave him the bag. He just got the bag. Hey, shout out to him, though.
Real rap. He got the bag for sitting on the bench. I'll take it.
All game. Hunter Henry was second in the league in touchdowns as far as tight ends, I think, behind Travis Kelce. Like, why are you using Jonnu? Why are you not using your tight ends? I'm thinking we going back to Tom Brady, Aaron Hernandez, Gronk, early Gronk days and all that shit.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Nah, not at all. Like, what the hell?
Well, I know Jonnu was hurt for a couple weeks, but, like, even when he was healthy, they wasn't using him.
He wasn't doing nothing, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Even when he was healthy, he wasn't doing nothing. So it just was kind of weird to me. But, look, This is the guy that everybody calls the GOAT coach. The jury is still out, in my opinion. Y'all tripping. It looked like it was all Tom Brady, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But guess what? Because guess what? If Tom was there, they would have scored more than 17 points. I could bet you that. With them receivers. They could have had them exact receivers, and Tom would have been getting off with them receivers.
That's real. Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith would have been ridiculous with Tom Brady. That's why Belichick is petty, though, for doing that. As soon as Tom leave, he's going to get all these weapons. You so petty. Like, you so petty. Like, why are you going to do that? Tom was asking you to do that. He kept taking pay cuts every year to make him so you could do that, and you would not do it. And Tom just you know what?
I think he had a grudge with Tom because they didn't win the Super Bowl that season when he had Randy Moss, and they were undefeated. I think
he was mad at him that long.
I think that's the main point of his grudge, bro. I think that was the main point. Like, nigga, I went out and gave you one of the best receivers in NFL history, and we ain't win the chip this year.
We won all them games just to lose the Super Bowl.
We won chips with nobody. I go and get you the best receipt, one of the best receivers in NFL history, and we ain't win the chip. What?
Yeah, and it was Tom's fault.
It was. It definitely was.
But he was he was just scary at that point. Like I'm saying, you think he's scary now when you get some pressure on him. It was crazy. Like, they was in his face every, what was it? Human Urine, Straight Hand. Who's the other dude? There was a JPP. A young JPP too. They was just like every play, which is about to happen this weekend. Every play, Von Miller. And all them guys is going to be right in his mid. Because that's what they play, right? Or do they play Green Bay? I think Green Bay paid the 49ers, right?
Yeah, Green Bay paid the 49ers. Yeah.
He going to have to deal with that Rams line, so.
Yeah, good luck. Ooh-wee. Good luck, Chief. And Aaron Donald coming right up the middle. He not playing none of that spin around, go around it. Nah, he coming right down the middle.
Leonard Floyd out there, bro. Hey.
But Donald's going to get the ball out of his hands fast. He going to get the ball out of his hands fast. He going to try. I should say, he gonna try.
Now let's see if Sean McVay learned his lesson.
Oh, you know what the difference in that game is gonna be? Leonard Fournette is activated. Because if Leonard Fournette is activated, that's gonna make a whole lot of difference for the Buccaneers running the ball.
True, 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 true.
In my opinion, I should
say. No, that's real. That's real.
But yeah, I don't know how we got on that, but. Shout out to the Bills. Shout out to Josh Allen, even though I be giving my boy hell because everybody be giving my boy Lamar hell. But Josh Allen did what he was supposed to do. He did what he had to do. And Dawson Knox was going crazy. So shout out to him, too.
Yeah, that's my young boy.
Real rat. Real rat.
I'm going to be cooking.
I think we got one more game, brother. We got
that was the Chiefs. Yes, I mean, it's nothing to talk about in that game. I mean, we know. Everybody expected that to happen. The Steelers made it interesting at the beginning. It was cute. They gave a little cute little effort.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah, defensive player of the year, like I told you. You knew he's going to get it. They're going to give it to him, especially after doing that. They going, which it doesn't count for it, but they're going to
give
it.
But, yeah.
They're going to give it to him.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to talk about. I mean, what do you want to say? Like, who expected the Chiefs to lose that game? Nobody but people betting money trying to win a bet. Like,
yeah,
you know
I was about
saying?
To say, I just bet on the Steelers because it was money on the Steelers.
Trying to win a bet. That's it. Ain't nobody believe they was doing nothing. Ben Roethlisberger cannot throw the ball, and that's their problem. Like, Najee Harris, he can't do everything. Deontay Johnson always decides to drop the ball in big games and stuff like that. Like, he can't catch the ball. Every time it's a big game, this man can't catch the ball. They never use James Washington. He is like that. I know you seen that catch, whatever, that touchdown. They never use him. Juju came back, wasn't effective at all. They don't use the boy Ray McCloud Jr. enough. I feel like he's one of their best receivers, too. James Washington and him more effective than Juju. So I didn't, I don't know. They did what I expected them to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Pat Mahomes came out, did him dirty. Andy Reid. Creative plays, Travis Kelce throwing touchdowns, which he kind of pissed me off because he cost me some money. If he would have just ran that wildcat in and scored two touchdowns, man, could have made a little bit of money. But of course, he want to throw the damn ball. But right. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, everything that I expected to happen happened in that game. So
I told you they was gonna get cooked. I think that's what I said. I was like, they're gonna get cooked. Like they did. So
you did.
I think I called every game besides Bengals. The Bengals and the Raiders. I was right about every game besides that one.
Well, I mean, you took all favorites except the 49ers, but whatever.
I mean, it's not about taking favorites because at the end of the day, people gonna pick who they're gonna pick. It was just my perspective. I mean,
it's about
at that line and
it's
pick
about
them.
Taking favorites when you're talking to betting folks.
But I didn't, but I didn't really go look at the line before, you know.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, bro. You definitely called all of them except that Bengals, John.
Yeah.
You definitely called all of them except that Bengals, John. I was on some underdog stuff this last week, but this week coming up, it's going to be a little tighter. I think this is where it gets interesting. I think these are going to be the good games.
We could do that real quick because I already got my pick. I know Green Bay, they beating San Fran. That's easy money right there. I got the Rams beating Tampa Bay. I can't predict the score yet, but I'm just – right now, this is my picks. The Rams, Green Bay.
The Titans play
– Cincinnati.
That's a tough game.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know. The Titans coming off that bye. Y'all going to be
– Is Derrick Henry
y'all going to be ready? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if Derrick Henry's back. I'm going with the Titans, though. The way their defense playing and their run game and all that, I think they'll control the clock. I'm going with the Titans. I'm going with the Bills, man. They're going to get their revenge. I know this is probably a crazy pick, but I'm going with the Bills. The Bills going to beat the Chiefs. Stephon Diggs last year, remember when they lost and all of that, and he watched them and, you know, as they celebrated, Stephon Diggs is going to have a big game. They're going to win that game. It's going to be close, but they're going to win that game. The Bills is going to shock the world. They're going to win that game. So I'm going with, I'm going with the Bills in that game. Fuck. Was that all of them? Yeah, that was all of them, right?
I got Green Bay, Tampa, and I got – fuck it. Give me Joe Burrow, man. I got Green Bay, Tampa. I got Cincinnati, and I got Kansas City.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm saying hopefully one of us wins some money. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully so. That would be lovely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But hold on. If the King back, I'm still taking Cincinnati. Fuck what you talking about.
He gonna say, hold on.
I'm still taking Cincinnati if the King back. Shout out to my young boy, Jamar Chase, man. They said my young boy didn't know the size of the NFL football was as big as it was at the beginning of the season. Then he said, fuck, I was just playing. I'm still nice.
Yeah, I remember. They was like, is he a bus? Yeah. I think the next game he had like 300 yards.
Real right.
And so he did something stupid the next game. They was like, oh, yeah, he's fine.
He knows how to catch a ball.
Yeah. He got it. He adjusted. The fuck is you talking about? He definitely adjusted.
Real rap.
God damn. That's the best adjustment I've never seen. Like, shit.
Real rap.
I like them picks, though, bro. I like it. Joe Burrow, cool guy, man. He looked like he ready for the moment. He didn't look like a deer in the headlights. He looked like he was a vet out there. So, hey, man.
He was making smart plays.
I'm mad at that. It's going to come down to the defense, though.
Oh, for sure. And the thing about the defense is the Bengals got a really good pass defense and the Titans got a really good run defense. So that's going to be interesting to see how the styles clash in that game. Because on paper, if you're just looking at the stats, you would think that the Bengals are not going to be able to run the ball. And the Titans, even with them receivers, are not going to be able to pass the ball as well as they should. But guess what? I think they both going to be able to do everything, and I think it's going to be a pretty good, pretty exciting game. I think it's going to be a good amount of scores in that, John.
I hope it hit the over. I hope it's a shootout, literally. I hope it's a shootout. Like, and I hope there's no blowouts this weekend because it was horrible watching them games at a point. Like, it's like, damn, bro, like.
Bro,
it's the playoffs, they getting cooked.
Who was it? It was All right, the Raiders in them game, I think that was first. So that joint wasn't as bad. It wasn't like too crazy early on, but it was like every game after that had like the same storyline. It was like right after that, it was the Bills and the Patriots. The Patriots couldn't get nothing going on offense. Then it was who played first on Sunday? The Eagles. It was the Eagles and the Buccaneers. The Eagles couldn't get nothing going on offense. Then it was the Cowboys and the 49ers. Cowboys couldn't get nothing going on offense. Like, it was just like the same story over and over again. Rams, Cardinals. Cardinals couldn't get nothing going on
offense. Yeah. Yep.
It was literally just the same story over and over again. I'm tired of it, bro.
Yeah, Super Wild Card Weekend was a dud. Like, it really was. It was
y'all could have picked that back to six teams.
Yeah, that was a dud. I mean, I get it. It may be next year to be no better because, you know, teams are getting starting acclimated to it now. And, it may maybe be a little bit different, but hey, man. And shit, that's the reason why we got in the playoffs. So I can't sit here and complain too much because maybe the Eagles going to make the playoffs if they don't add that extra team. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not too mad, you know what I'm saying, about it. But, yeah, it was kind of a dud, though. I watched all the games, but it just – wasn't really good. It didn't hold my attention too long.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I watched all of them, but then that Rams Cardinals game after halftime, I was like, look, I can't do it. It's 21-0. It's the same game over again. I'm cool. Let me go upstairs.
Yo, literally, it was like every time the Cardinals got the ball, I look up and it's 3rd and 15, 3rd and 20. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? I went to the bathroom. It's 3rd and 25 already. Like, what is going? What are they doing? Like,
Kyler need to work out with Russ, bro.
Yeah,
he need to work out with Russ. They both the same height, and that's Kyler's problem. He can't see over the line. He can't see the middle of the field, bro.
That I'm about to say that might be his problem because I'm about to say his real problem is he don't use his tight end across the middle of the field, and that shit is sad. Yeah, he probably can't though. Now that you bringing that up, that's because that's a Jalen Hurts thing too. They be doing like they showed a camera angle of him, and I was like, well, damn, he probably can't see because you know him and Russ is damn near the same size.
Yep.
They got the same body frame damn near. I think Jalen Hurts is a little bit heavier, but I think they got the same. They you even look at him, they kind of play alike. Like he played just like him, but he just little. You can't see. But what they need to do is with Russ to drop back further. And that's coaching. Teach them dudes, yo, you're smaller. Drop back a little bit further. You'll see. Russell Wilson drops back. And that's why he's so successful on those rollout plays because he's so far out. All right, now I can see the field. All right, now about the deal now. Why do you think Jalen Hurts is so successful on rollouts? Play action play. Because he can see the damn field now. You hit that shit spot on, Kyler. Same thing. He spread that. Do bootlegs and stuff like that. He's too small. You got him standing in the pocket. He can't see shit. Tucking right down, like
all the offensive linemen 6'4" and up. How I'ma see over them?
Yeah, and they arms all up in the air, helmets up. You know what I'm saying? And he just little as hell. Like so, hey man, you hit that spot on. It's a lot of the running quarterbacks. They need not even a lot of running quarterbacks. The shorter ones they need to take a page out of Russ's book, like and just watch him, just study that man, just study how he does that. Mm-hmm. He's little. Just like you, just watch him. Like Jalen Hurts, please just watch. Just watch Russ.
And the thing,
remember, he got carried. Russ got carried to the Super Bowl. All right. Russ wasn't Russ until after Legion of Boom was getting older.
And then he threw the pick at the goal line.
Yeah. And that when they tried to make him something that he wasn't. But that was also pass interference, but we're not going to talk about that. You can't hit the receiver before he even catch the ball. Malcolm Butler got there before the ball even got there. Like, that nigga was already there. It was like, boom. Like, I said, oh, my God. Like, bro, that was pass interference, bro. It was pass interference, bro. Everybody knows it was pass interference. That's pass interference, bro. You can't do that.
As a defender, I got the same right to the ball as you, though, if I'm going for the ball. The same right to the ball as you if I'm going for the ball.
Hey, you right, but at the same time, bro, I think that was offense. I think that was the pass interference, bro. I think it should have been a play over or whatever the case may be. Obviously, it should have been a Marshawn. We all know that the Super Bowl over is a pissy. I mean, but
two-time champ, but yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, Russ wasn't like that. So let my man Jalen eat. Give him a chance, man. He'd be all right. Just I like Kyler. That'd be all right.
I like Jalen for y'all, man. I think people tripping.
That man was snapping this year.
I think people tripping, bro. I think people tripping.
That man was snapping this year with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside as a wide receiver, as fucking Jalen Reagor. Excuse my language. Jalen Reagor. Yo, I think the Eagles might have drafted the two worst wide receivers of all time. And I don't mean that, obviously, there's way worse talented guys than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Jalen Reagor. But are there? But are there, like think about it, bro. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is a second-round pick. Think about that, bro. He's a second round pick. Jalen Reagor was. Bro, that's not mental. Nelson Aguilar, it is mental, but Nelson Aguilar, no, bro. Nelson Aguilar had a problem, but you were catching the ball, but you could tell. It's like, yo, he's something in there. Nelson Aguilar, he can't catch it, but you can see he got it. And that fucking Super Bowl year, he proved it. I said, my God, there you go. That's how you redeem yourself. He wasn't worrying about what the Eagles fans was talking about. He got his game together. He got his game together. This Jalen Reagor cat, I can't put my finger on what's up with him. Like, I don't get it, bro. I just, maybe he's just not talented. That's what I'm coming down to. He's just not talented at all. Like, he's just not talented.
Kick returner.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Do you see? He's not. He's not a punt returner, not a kick returner. He's nothing. You know what he is?
What?
He's a merchandiser. He need to be in a supermarket working on the signs and stocking the shelves. That's what he need to do. He's a merchandiser. He need to work receiving and shipping and all that. That's what he need to receiving and all that. That's what he need to do.
My man
working a warehouse.
My man said he need to go get a job at Design.
Yo, he working a warehouse. They got a lot of them Jones right now. Warehouse, forklift Jones available. Training. Don't need no experience necessary. Bro, go ahead. Cause you done, bro. Like, it's up. It's done, bro. Your time is up, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I compared you to Tyreek Hill. I'm so disrespectful. I deserve to get smacked in my face. I deserve to get smacked in my face for comparing him to Tyreek Hill, bro. That was the most disrespectful comparison of all time. And I'll take that on the chin. That was the most disrespectful comparison of all
time.
It's
cool, bro. It's cool, bro. Y'all going to cut him and y'all going to pick up Michael Gallup this offseason. I'm going to be sick, so.
Nah, I don't want him. I want Allen Robinson or Devontae Adams. I'm going big. You go big or go home. I don't want none of these mediocre wide receivers that could possibly, besides James Washington. If we could get James Washington from Pittsburgh, because he like that. He is like that. He just, Ben Roethlisberger cannot throw the ball.
He not better than Michael Gallup.
Yes, he is.
No, he not.
Yes, he is. I think he is.
Michael Gallup, a game breaker.
Yeah, but he also break a boo. He always injured. So I'm taking James Washington over him any day.
That's just the Cowboys' bad luck, bro. He be cool once he come to Philly.
You think he a number one wide receiver, though? Like a true number one?
Nah, but I don't think James Washington is either.
I don't think he is either, but I think he's better than Michael Gallup. I'm saying if you're getting guys like that, then you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I want Devontae Adams. I want Allen Robinson. I want some real sturdy guys. But if you're going to go get somebody like, you know, mediocre, go get some James Washington. Go get some. There's some dudes out there that I would love to have. I want us to try to go get Brandon Cooks out of Houston. He deserves better.
But
he had another 1,000-yard season with the quarterback situation. Like, he's a great receiver, bro. He's a great receiver, bro. I'm sorry. He's a great receiver. We need to go grab him. Go get him.
He is.
I'm saying? Like, it's some players out there that I feel like we could get. Mike Williams from the Chargers.
Now,
pair him with Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert.
Now, I like that, bro. I like that. Because that's what I think. I think Devontae need a big guy next to him. A big guy.
Physical receiver.
Guy. Yeah.
We got the speedster, Quez Watkins. Ooh, I can't even say his name right. Quez Watkins, he's our speedster. We don't need no burner. We got a burner already. He liked that. Quez Watkins is like that. And I called it too. I called it. Hey, man. Y'all be talking all that trash. I don't know what I'm talking about and stuff like that. Hey, man. They was trying to hype John Hightower up, talking about he was the guy at first. And I said, no. It ain't no damn John Hightower. I'm telling y'all, it's this dude, Quez Watkins. I don't know what's up with this dude. He different.
Who be telling you don't know what you're talking about? We be hitting our picks at a very good clip, bro.
Haters.
haters. We be hitting our picks at a very good clip, bro.
I know that. And
we
I know
be hitting
that.
Our picks at a very good clip, bro.
Bro, listen. We in the 90th percentile or 80th percentile at as far as our, we be going crazy. We be, and as far as our eyes for talent and all that shit too. Like, bro, we.
Oh, and I told y'all my young boy Cam Akers a fucking dog. He came back and was running, bro. He came back.
Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you, bro. Real rap.
Running niggas over, bro.
Yo, shout out to you, bro. Yo, shout out to, and I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm not gonna lie. That's one joint where it was like, I usually believe you. Like, I'm usually with you. Like, when you say
and you
somebody,
ain't believe
like,
me about Tyrese Haliburton either, nigga.
I did. Cause I thought Chris Duarte was gonna be better.
You did say that. You did.
He started off. He started off hot. I'm like, yo, he gonna be nice. Yo, young boy just look nice. He just confident. I like his mid range game. Like, cause he got the midi game. Like, he know how to kick the rock. You know what I'm saying? He know how to play make. So I don't know. But you right. You was right on Tyrese Haliburton though.
He tough.
He just need to, they need to get De'Aaron Fox out of there so he can really flourish. So he can have the ball in his hands more. If he had the ball in his hands more, he'd definitely be crazier.
Agreed 100%, but bro, we at least in the 80th percentile with our picks, bro. Niggas just be talking. A lot of people don't know sports for real, bro.
That's facts.
A lot of people don't know sports. They don't know talent if it hit them in the face.
That's facts.
A lot of people just go off the hype.
Yeah, you know what they see on ESPN and all that. You feel what I'm saying? But tune into. I'm just saying, bro. You know what the fuck we talking about? You feel?
Nah, we gotta go back and compile our picks too. We was on Jordan Howard.
Called that. Yo, bro.
We was on Jordan Howard early.
We was on some shit this year, bro. You was on the Titans, but way at the beginning of the season.
Oh yeah, like, I told you the Titans was going to figure Titans. It out, bro.
That, but oh, back to what you were talking about, Cam Akers, bro. 6 months,
he is a dog, Achilles. Bro. He's a dog.
6 months, torn Achilles,
he's a dog. And he came, and it's not like he came back and was chilling, he came back running dudes over. Like,
and he want the contact though, like, he, like, come on, like, he was disrespectful with that Buda Baker. But I don't think he knew Buda Baker was knocked out. But he
I don't think so
at,
either. But it was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy.
It was like this, though, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it was kind of crazy.
That was kind of disrespectful. But at the end, you could see he was like, no, 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 but, I ain't know.
But the thing is, I understand it. His emotions, calm your ass down. His nerves took over because it was his first game back in so long. So he was just like,
He told him. No, last game was his first game back. And he ain't really do too good.
This was his first real game back, like back.
He had to tell Buddha, like, and this is no disrespect to Buddha because he healthy. I just saw this video today. He cool and all that.
Shout out to Buddha, man.
Shout out to Buddha.
We glad
that you
okay, man, for sure.
He a dog. But Cam said, sit down, relax. Like, calm down, bro. Like,
too
calm
little,
down. Like,
too little.
You too little, bro. You too little. You come over here, chime in, bang with the big boys. It's not happening like that at all. You called that shit. Cam Akers is he's a dog. He's going to be, if not the best running back next year, he's going to be top three. He's going to be up there with Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry and all. He's going to be up there. He's going to be up there. If he has a healthy season. And I know Sony and Daryl Henderson going to eat into those touches a little bit, but that's good because you don't want to overwork him. Coming off a torn Achilles, he's still going to eat. He's different.
Bro, he's different. He definitely going to eat. And it's like, in that offense, he come on, man. We ain't even got to talk about it. In that offense,
bro,
he going
to eat. You said it too. You said the Rams is damn near unstoppable if he's there. Like, you was like, if the Rams got Cam Akers, he's the key. You said that shit way before. And when he got hurt, you said that. You said them not having Cam Akers, that he was their piece. That was their pivotal piece right there. And they just lost him. Now that they got him back, they can win the Super Bowl, bro. I'm sorry. Him and Sony Michel. Sony Michel started off the game with like a 50-yarder. I'm like, oh, Lord, this is about to be bad.
And Sony different, run. Too.
And Daryl Sony Henderson. Different too. He had a great season, bro. He's Daryl Henderson too. Jr. I had him in my fantasy league. He almost helped me win a chip. Like, Daryl Henderson was snapping all season. Bro, they have three legit running backs.
Shout out to Tone, too, because he said Hendo was a dog. And I was kind of on the fence at first. But then after I seen, like, the first two games, I'm like, oh, no, he right. This dude a dog. Dude is a dog.
Damn, Tone, he going to have to get on the episode soon.
Nah, you know, he definitely going to come on here and pop this shit. We got to get him on before the Rams lose, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We gotta get him more here probably later this week or some shit like that. Cause he gonna be salty as hell. Like, you gotta hype, get him more here so he can hype this little squad up and all that. Cause they lose, boy. He gonna be sick. I know you.
Yeah. Nah, I would love to see the Rams win. That's all I'm gonna say. That's my last point. I would love to see the Rams win the Super Bowl. It would be great for McVay. It would be great for
I wanna say Odell, the team.
I would love to see Odell win. I would love to see Von Miller win. I would love to see Matt Stafford win. I would love to see my boy Cam Akers win. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of different dudes on that team.
I like Cup.
Jalen like Ramsey.
Jalen, yeah. He
deserves it. There's a lot of different dudes on that team that deserve it, bro.
Yeah.
Eric Jaguars Weddle. Collapse. Eric Weddle.
Yeah.
Back
at home out of retirement.
What they back after 705 days or something?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bro, it's a lot of dudes on that team that deserve the win. So that's looking like the storybook this season, but we're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
You know, it's always about the greatest narrative, so.
Where we're at, bro. But I think this was a great episode, man. We about to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, sir. We've been talking for a while. We ain't getting to no NBA, but we'll be all right. We'll be back in a couple days.
Shout out the job, man. He mushed Tony Bradley with the ball, and then Steven Adams picked him up like a little baby and moved him out the way.
MVP. That young boy is out of line. Shout out to me again for calling it, saying before after the draft that he was going to have a better career. Just listen to the podcast, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we be putting y'all on game, yo.
Thanks.
I called this. I said Ja's going to have a better career. I didn't call the RJ Barrett shit, though. I'll give you credit for that. I was disrespectful to RJ.
I told you RJ was a dog, bro.
I was being disrespectful to him. I was
being RJ disrespectful. A dog, bro.
Now he got his man Cam Reddish back. That's lit. That is lit. They gonna go off. Because Cam was going crazy with the Hawks. I didn't understand why they, but then I seen DeAndre Hunter last night and I see why. Because DeAndre Hunter, he liked
that. They got too many wing players, bro. So they had to get rid of one.
Gallinari, Herder. Yeah, it's way too
many. They got too many wing
players. Bogdanovich.
It's just too many wing players. And Cam was the least.
Like the odd man out, basically.
He was the least stamped one right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's facts.
But shout out to them, man. Shout out to RJ. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Ja. All them boys, man.
Real rap, man. Real quick. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Last point. Shout out to Embiid because he ain't getting no love. Now we can go.
Oh, no, for sure. Y'all, MVP. He can win MVP every year. What is y'all talking about?
He not getting no love. Shout out to that boy.
If my boy don't get hurt, man, look. Who want to bet some money when they play the Nuggets? That's all I got to ask. Who?
He going to give Joker the business.
Everybody keep talking about Jokic. Who want to bet some money when they play the Nuggets? Hit me in my DM. Y'all know where I'm at if y'all watch this, John.
Ah! We can leave him right with that.
All right. We holler at y'all, man.